the boat pulled him under the thing that goes out over the water and killed him. Oh, it was just hard.
The family certainly bears out what you say about the people coming back. In fact, one daughter has come back from Alaska. Another daughter, you know the story better than that.
So. Well, the first real life missionary that I ever touched was the sister-in-law of Miss Bessie Wasson, who was one of the early missionaries to China, Miss Julia Wasson. And she and my mother were at I&C together. And so she would visit, she came to visit the home, and I remember, you know, you read about missionaries, you hear about missionaries, you sing about missionaries. And I remember my complete awe that there was one you could touch. So it was Miss Julia Wasson.
Are you Methodist also?
No, I'm Presbyterian.
I see.
But there is a common denominator of those who really know the Lord and love the Lord that goes across denominational lines. Now, if it's just denomination, then you don't have any fellowship. I mean, if you're Methodist, you're Methodist. If you're Presbyterian, you're Presbyterian. But I think if there's a real love and commitment to the Lord, you're unconscious of denominational lines. At least I found this to be true.
The other denominations in town here would...
I guess the largest is the Baptist, the next the Methodist, then Presbyterian. Church of Christ may be bigger than Presbyterian, I expect it is. Mm-hmm. Though it's a latecomer. Mm-hmm.
And you say that Catholic
there's
Church
some,
is really
Catholic
mission.
Now, yes. There are some Pentecostal groups, Church of God, but they've...
I hear something? I noticed you...
I think it's out there. I don't think it's in your machine. I think it's the water dripping on the porch.
Mm-hmm. But to go back to what we were talking about before I turned the tape, what uncomplimentary terms would you call whites? Do you remember...
That the niggers
is? Either the whites or the negroes, yes.
Well, peckerwood or redneck, that's a common term for it usually was the supporters of a demagogue politician, is my definition of it.
Mm-hmm.
Bilbo, some of the others, who now seem to be very mild and fine gentlemen. But Bottom and Bilbo were vomits when I came up.
Did you ever hear a Hoosier or Hoosier applied to a country
except
person?
Except the Hoosier schoolmaster. Story I remember. Mm-hmm.
And how was white trash?
White trash was a very derogatory term. It was a person or a family that had no standards of morality or industry or cleanliness.
Would whites use that, or just blacks, or both?
Both.
Both. Mm-hmm.
The whites may have adapted it from the Negro term, but it was a common. If you didn't use the term, everybody knew what you meant.
I see. Would you tell me something about going to school when you were a girl? How were you referred to? How did you refer to the school teacher? Something about
We called her school teacher.
You did.
And if she would say more frequently, children sit down than pupils.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, how widespread was the use of kids?
Not much.
Was it looked down on?
Children. Or? They were just spoken of as children.
I see. How does young'un strike you? Is that a country?
It's a country term.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was used in song or making fun. Mm-hmm. Not